the Germans from Russia bibliographer. I'm here in the home of my aunt, Rose Singer Baumgartner, who grew up in Emmons County, North Dakota. It's a real pleasure to be with you, Rose, in your apartment here in Fargo. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you recollect about the holidays and so forth, because it's now Halloween in the year 1993, and we're approaching some very important holidays. But first of all, Rose, would you tell us what was the date of your birth?
September the 5th, 1911.
And you were born near where?
Emmons County. But Wells District, or what did they call it?
Were you born on the farm?
On the farm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there was a midwife.
Oh, you were born by a midwife?
Oh, yes.
Do you, what was the name of your parents?
Anton and Mary Singer.
And your Anton Singer, and your mother was Mary, and what was her maiden name?
Eisen Zimmer.
Uh-huh. And your parents, were they born in Emmons County, or were they born over in the old country?
They were born in the old country.
Which was in the Black Sea, in the Ukraine, which is Russia at that time. And when you were a child, Rose, growing up on the farm, how many children were in the family?
Nine. And
nine?
I was the baby.
You were the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you, of course, you had lots of brothers and sisters older than you at home.
Oh, yes. But I only remember four of them when they were at home. The other ones, when they got married, I don't even remember.
Well, the ones that you remember at home, what was their names?
John and Mary and Julia and Anton.
And who is still living in your family?
Mary and Julia and myself.
And now Mary would be how old?
90.
She's going to be 90,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, going to be 90.
And she's living where?
In the Strasburg Nursing Home.
And what about Julia? How old is Julia today?
Julia's 87, and she lives in her apartment in Lodi.
Oh, so she's in good shape, too?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about what you recollect. First of all, today is Halloween. Did you by chance have Halloween when you were a child?
I wouldn't remember.
Halloween, you didn't have too much of that?
Not that I recall.
What about Thanksgiving?
A big Thanksgiving dinner, always turkey and all the goodies.
And
my sisters and my brothers, they all went to the dance, and I had to be home with my folks. I was too little.
Now,
we had a kerosene lamp, and I'd watch my sisters putting in the hair curler and fix their hair. Then when they were gone, I would stand on the chair by the dresser and put the hair curler in the lamp, too, and fix my hair.
Well, why did they put it in the lamp?
Well, to heat it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well,
there was no electricity at that time.
There was no electricity. The kerosene lamps, and that was my job to clean them and to put the kerosene in. Everybody had a job. And I had to gather the eggs and wipe up the kitchen floor.
Let's go back to that kerosene lamp. That's interesting. About what year would this be?
Yeah.
You were born in 1911, so it must have been in the 1911 on through 19...
Maybe
20, 21.
Early 20s, yeah.
Right. You stayed home until what age? How old were you when you left the farm?
14.
You left the farm at 14?
Uh-huh.
But then you moved to town. Your folks moved to town.
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But let's go back to Thanksgiving. So there was a Thanksgiving dance.
Yes, the girls who go to Strasburg. There was Strasburg always had a dance.
They did.
And my brother.
Strasburg was a big place for dances, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who played? Do you remember who played?
Yeah, that I wouldn't remember. Schwab, I think, and those people in that line. But I wouldn't remember.
Did you ever go to a dance when Lawrence Welk played?
Yes, I did, but we lived in town already. I wasn't quite old enough, but when Lawrence Welk come to town, everybody could go.
That was cute. Yeah. And so he was a popular at that time already.
Oh, yes.
And so he had a lot. Where did they play down there?
Well, in Strasbourg, but it's the same
in the old
home.
Room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. So how would you get down there? Were there cars around?
Well, there were kids that went.
Oh, yeah.
A whole car full, as many as they got in there. Usually at least six.
Oh, is that right? And then were there all girls?
No, we, those days the girls didn't drive. We had, there were some boys that did the driving.
Oh, the girls didn't drive? And so then, and then of course you had to pay to get in.
No, we didn't have to pay, just the boys. And the boys, the girls didn't have to pay those days. But the boys, the way I remember, they had to pay $1.
Mm. That was pretty expensive even for a dance at that time.
Yeah, but then you know, the girls didn't have to pay, so.
Did they, was Lawrence pretty popular?
Very popular, like I say, when Lawrence come. But when I went to dance, Lawrence was not at Strasbourg no more.
Oh.
He would come home for a visit and then there would be a dance.
So that meant he probably came up from Yankton already?
Yeah, oh yes. No, I don't remember Lawrence.
No. You were too young yet then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever remember hearing Lawrence Welk on the radio?
Oh, yes.
On WNAX? From Yankton?
From Yankton, yeah. Whatever station.
Oh, yeah. People like, the people were real proud of him even then.
Oh, yes. Always.
And then, of course, Christmas was very important in the heritage of our German-Russian people and on the farm and so forth. But what do you recall about Christmas? First of all, you didn't have any vehicle at that time. Was the horse and buggy?
Well, we had a car in 1912, I think, my dad's first car. But then in the winter months, you didn't use the car. There was too much snow. Then they went with the sled and the horses.
Sled and horses. So,
yeah.
So how, what do you recall as a child and then growing up as a teenager about Christmas? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, for Christmas there was they put cheer and they made sausage and they had pork and beef roast and Swiss steak was one of the main deals.
Was there any German food made?
Well, Kuchen, oh yes, Kuchen, different cookies, German cookies and.
What kind of Kuchen did they make?
Yeah.
Cheese Kuchen
and prunes, very much a prune Kuchen.
Oh yeah, a lot of prune Kuchen and a lot of fruit and so forth.
Oh yes, the apples were always bought with the in a box.
Did they make pig's feet?
They made pig's feet too, oh.
What did they call that in German?
Kotlets.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I remember too. And did they make some hams once in a while?
Oh yes, now for Christmas there was ham, but that was not the main deal. Ham would be for breakfast and for supper, and German potato salad with vinegar and oil. But I do not remember what the main deal was for dinner. It must have been some kind of a beef roast or Swiss steak or something in that line.
Now what about Christmas Eve? Of course your ma prepared Christmas days ahead of time and with a big family like
yeah.
that, everybody had to help out.
Oh yeah.
What was your duty?
Well, I was too small at the time. See, that Julia and Mary were home, and mother. So I would probably have to go down the cellar and get something or this or that.
Was there a root cellar?
No, we had a big house with a full basement.
But no outside root cellar?
Oh, we had a, what they call an ice cellar.
Oh.
With full with ice, and that was my job. You take the cello down and you get some cream, and all day long I had to run back and forth.
What about, did they have some of those watermelons that they came?
Oh, 250 gallons of barrel gallons of watermelon, because my sisters were married and they lived in their house was not as convenient as ours. So Dad would put them up for everybody, and they'd come home to visit, and they'd take them along.
Oh, my.
That I remember.
Did you have to go and fetch some of those watermelon once in a while?
Oh, yes. And then they made a lot of popcorn in the furnace with a big deal. There was that this popcorn maker was out of wire, and then they had those big dish pans, full big dish pans.
Oh, is that right?
Oh.
So what did they do with all that popcorn?
your dad, you know, and some made popcorn balls and some was just plain, and popcorn and apples, that was a big deal.
Did they put any popcorn, like, on the trees?
Well, we did, I don't know why, but we never had a tree.
Never had a Christmas
never
tree?
Never had a Christmas tree. In school we did, but not at home.
Maybe it was just because it was hard to get one. They couldn't
afford
it,
maybe. Well, they could, but maybe Dad was scared of the fire or something. I don't know, but I don't. And we had, there was a big kitchen, a big living room, so we had room and another kitchen. But I would say, for some reason, I wouldn't know.
Now, did they do some singing at Christmas, some Christmas songs once in a while?
Oh, yes. Now, my sisters would get company, and they would sing, the boys and the girls. But it was always German.
Oh.
But I just don't remember what the songs were.
Probably Stille Nacht and
so. Yes.
Now, yeah. When Christmas Eve came, of course, it was very important to you, but your folks and the relatives, did they make a lot of their gifts?
Well, maybe years ago, but my time, that was bought.
Purchased mainly.
Yeah, and you always got a new dress, and I got a new dress up until I got married for Christmas.
Got a new dress for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that was.
And they'd go to town and buy that dress.
Oh, yes. And the other kids, everybody had new dresses on, and some of it was sold those days.
Did they wear the dress for Christmas Eve or the next Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, you had early supper, and then the Santa Claus would come, and the Christmas, Mr. Santa Claus.
And then she came too?
Oh, yeah, and a big bobsled. And then they'd start someplace, and then they'd come to our place later. And there was a lot of snow, and it was kind of hilly. And then my brother and I would run back and forth if we can hear him sing. And then we'd catch heck, because they said we're going to catch cold. So you'd run
out and see where Santa Claus is going?
No, whether we can hear him come.
Oh.
The Santa Claus with the bobsled and bells and singing, that you could hear him.
Oh, it was beautiful out there, so still at night.
Yeah.
Did they sing?
They sang, and they had a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. And then my folks would sit side by side, and my brother and I would, Dad had me on his lap, and my brother was beside me. And, of course, the other ones were bigger. They were already in the party with the other ones. And then we got always a bunch of Christmas goodies, nuts, all kinds of nuts and candy and cookies, a big bag, you know.
Santa Claus brought those?
Then Santa Claus brought that and a gift.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
So he brought it, and of course, as a child, you thought he was bringing that from,
Santa Land. Yeah. Yeah. And my brother, I was trying to think, we got gifts. But what did the boys have those days? I just don't remember. But I had dolls and dishes and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. Now, as you were growing up a little bit, and of course, then you later on, you knew that that wasn't a real Santa Claus.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you remember Santa Claus? You remember him coming to the house all of your young days during Christmas Eve?
Well, towards last, it didn't come no more. I was getting to, I was 14, so,
right. What about angels? Did they come too?
They had some kind of an angel, and there was even one guy, he was dressed up as a donkey, that I remember.
Would he be called a Belzenigel?
No, the Belzenigel was Santa Claus.
Oh, Belzenigel
was
Santa Claus?
Yeah, and Mrs. Santa Claus, she was dressed in white and all decorated out.
Oh, my.
And then that donkey, I don't know what he was supposed to be.
Now, did they, when you were a child, of course, when you were in your teens and so forth, even when Santa Claus would come, was all the language German?
All the language was German.
So German was spoken primarily?
Yeah, absolutely.
No English at that time?
No English at that time. In school.
But I mean, even at home, though, it was primarily.
Oh, yeah.
And this was into the. This was
German.
Into the night, until you were married?
No, when we lived in town, you would speak more English. But my folks did talk more German than any. But mother could answer you. I mean, she knew a little about it. And of course, Dad knew. He could read it and all. But
your folks did learn English.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They learned to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And my mother had 11 surgeries, so when she was in the hospital, she'd come home and she was very interested. She would pick up a lot of English because those days, sometimes she had to stay 4 weeks in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So
now on Christmas Day, did you go on a sleigh ride or anything like that? Did you have your own sleigh and horses?
Yeah, we had more than one sleigh, but I don't recall what we did Christmas Day.
But you must have used that sleigh, I suppose, too, to go to school, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yes. Well, we had about three of them. One was what they call the double slit. That was a big one. That's where Santa Claus come in.
And what were the other two sleds used for?
Well, to go visiting, and we drive to church sometimes with a smaller one, and of course we lived so close to school, and then there was the neighbors come right through there, so we always kept right with the neighbors.
With the sled.
And they had the sled. Oh yeah.
And then of course during the spring and fall you'd walk to school.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Now did you have some real nice horses?
Well, I don't know, either we had 42 or 50. We had a lot of horses.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, those days the whole farm was the plowing and the seeding, and that was all done by horses.
And who took care of those horses?
The boys. We always had a hired man year round. And then the two boys and Dad.
Do you remember his name, the hired man?
Well, we had different ones, but one I remember by the name of, his first name was Casper Chauner. Yeah.
He was another German-Russian boy.
Oh, yeah, they were all German, yeah.
So then you had a good time at Christmas, of course, and you got your gifts, and it was special to you.
Yeah, and then the neighbors would come, and you could go with. Sometimes my folks would take me with. See, when the trouble came in, my brother wanted, he could dance, I think, when he was 14. So he went with the girls to go and dance in their house parties. And I was always alone.
Oh.
And then where my folks went so many times, they had no more small children either. So I was kind of in the doghouse.
And then you had, of course, did you have a midnight mass?
Oh no, on the farm you didn't. And sometimes we didn't have a church on a mass on a Christmas Day, but the priest would come from a litton the next day or so. But we went to church and there was a man that could sing and they had a few prayers and you still that you had to be in church for Christmas, whatever the...
But did you, after you opened all the presents and everything on Christmas Eve, then would they have a lot of food then after that? They'd serve a meal?
I just wouldn't recall. I'm sure because my folks were big eaters and it was all ready. But you know, maybe by that time our kids are, I was too excited. I just wouldn't remember that, but I'm sure there was food.
And were there a lot of decorations in the house?
Not too much. There was some sitting around, but not too much.
Not too much, huh?
Mm-mm.
And then on Christmas Day, they'd, of course, maybe have the leftovers and they'd have another nice meal.
Oh, yeah. And then where I remember, my sisters would come home and their husbands and their kids, you know.
Did they ever serve like duck or geese? They didn't prepare too many wild game.
No. Mm-mm. They had turkey for Thanksgiving. But
what about butchering? Did they do their own butchering?
They butchered maybe 10 pigs and a beef. And oh, yes, it was a regular butcher party. And then my dad was the one that mixed the sausage in a big bucket of somehow. And
what kind of sausage did they make?
Well, blutwurst and had cheese and then we had that ice cellar, and then in the winter months the ice wasn't in yet for Christmas, and then they use it as a smokehouse. They'd smoke them, the hams and the sausage.
Was that ice cellar, was that deep, or how was that
built?
That
was deep. The roof was not too high, but then it went down. You had to use a step ladder to get down. As the ice went down, the further down you had to go.
Oh.
And get in the summer months.
Right, so it was cool down there.
It was cool, and we had ice till way late. And we made a lot of ice cream.
Oh, you remember making a lot of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. We had a big, 5 gallons or whatever it was. Whenever they had ice cream, it was that big freezer.
Now, the ice cream, did they have a lot of cream, homemade cream?
Homemade cream, and they put eggs in their ice cream. But I never mixed them. See, my sisters were old, but I know they put eggs in and cream and milk and whatever. It was real good.
Mm-hmm. Now you, of course, as you know, our German-Russian people always had good sweet things and so forth. And when you went to school, of course, you were a child, you went to the country school, and you went to school until what age?
You finished what year? Just the 8th grade.
To the 8th grade?
Yeah.
Did you have a Christmas party at school?
Not that I recall. I mean, we had on the farm, but in town, I don't remember a Christmas party. But on the farm, you had a little Christmas party, and we all exchanged little gifts. We drew names, and we exchanged little gifts. And we had the Christmas tree was, the boys cut a tree from the creek, a cherry tree or whatever it was, anything that had branches, you know. And we kind of decorate that with homemade stuff we made in school and hung it on. But, well, there was no lights on it.
So it wasn't necessarily a regular Christmas tree like we would think of. It was just a regular tree because we didn't have trees down there,
yeah.
Christmas trees. And so they just cut another tree and bring it to
with
school.
With a lot of branches, something that had a lot of branches, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they decorated it, looked nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought it was it. And, of course, there were Santa Clauses on there.
What about Christmas cards? Did they have Christmas cards at that time they'd mail to other people like now?
Not that I recall, but when we lived in town, we did. But I never remember on the farm.
Would you get mail every day on the farm? Would somebody come out and bring the mail every day?
Well, the way I remember, the only mail we got, there was no mailman when my folks would go to town, and they usually went two times for sure. And they brought the mail from town.
Now, those winters were long and sometimes cold, and there were storms.
Yeah, but my dad went with the double sled into town, and then he'd buy up this and that and that. But the flour and the sugar and a lot of that stuff, they bought in fall, that they didn't have to bother.
So they would prepare for the whole winter?
Whole winter, yeah. We had a walk-in closet upstairs, and that there was all kinds of cereal and sauce. I know my mother liked pineapple sauce, and none of us kids cared about it.
And then, of course, they knew in case they didn't get in and so forth, they might be prepared for the winter.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they had always cows. In the winter months, they didn't milk so many cows, but there was always enough for the milk we used and a little cream we used and...
What about a church and prayer in the home? Did you usually have your own prayers every evening at the home?
Well, before you went on the tables for supper, you had the whole gang would stand around the table and pray.
Do you remember the prayer?
Yeah, well, I knew our father was in it always, but I didn't. Then they had a few other little prayers added with, but I don't remember just what. And then every Sunday, even see, the way I remember, the priest from Linton came every other Sunday to the farm, and they would get him, I mean, this farm church, and they would get him with the sled. And then that when the priest wasn't there, there was that man that could play the organ and they'd sing, and he said a few prayers. But you went to church every Sunday.
Now, what was the name of the church?
Rosenthal.
That was the name of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was in Emmons County, and that was east of Linton, right?
Yeah, east, southeast a little bit, I would say. But east.
Mm-hmm.
And
What about when spring came, and of course you were going to school and so forth, and then in March or April, Easter would come. And what was Easter like? What do you remember about Easter?
Well, you always got a new outfit.
Another new outfit?
Oh, yes, new dress for the Easter. And then a lot of Easter goodies. And I would say for Easter, the dead ham and German potato salad, and they always baked a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Some more Kuchen of it.
Yeah, whatever. Our Kuchen was always in the deal. Mm-hmm. And then they made what they call cottage cheese rolls. They were in a cake pan, two of them in there, and then you cut them you roll it up like a cinnamon roll. And then now when you cut it, that cottage cheese was in there.
Now, how did they make those?
Yeah, they had a good dough for that, and then also that cottage cheese, sugar went in everything, but I just wouldn't know how.
Now, as long as we're talking about the pastry, let's talk about some of those noodles. They had lots of noodles, didn't they, those
chickens? Yeah, strudeln, noodlen, dampfnudeln.
What others? Did your mother ever make plachenda?
Plachenda, oh, plachenda.
Now, how did she make those? What was inside of those plachenda?
Well, that's the pumpkin in the inside.
That was more in the fall then, huh?
Yeah, more in the fall. And then, of course, we always had a bastond. That's a watermelon patch, you know. Uh-huh. And so we had pumpkins and everything until Christmas.
Oh.
The fresh ones.
So that means that your folks had a big garden?
Yeah, watermelon patch, that's about a half an acre.
Oh.
Oh, they'd give them, Dad loved to do that. And then they'd give away, whoever wanted some could come and get watermelon.
They have a lot of pumpkins too?
Oh yeah, pumpkins, and then they call them Kuchmelon. But you cook them, and in them you eat it as sauce. There was raisin in there and lemon and sugar.
That was good. I've never heard that before.
Oh yeah. They had a lot of those.
And did they have a lot of cucumbers?
Oh yes, dill pickles and
a lot of canning then, huh?
A lot of canning, yeah.
Did they can like meat too?
Later on in years, oh yes. But I'd say we were in town already, but my sisters canned meat.
Did you all have to learn how to take care of the garden?
Oh yes, we all had to help. Mm-hmm. And then we had a garden, we had a watermelon patch, and then that was kind of out in the field, but the garden was at home. And of course my dad did a lot, we were right by the Beaver Creek, so we had always a nice garden.
Did get water once in a while from the creek?
Oh yes, when we washed we would get it from the creek. See, that was so soft.
So you didn't have running water? No, you didn't have a pump?
Oh yeah, we had a pump. Oh yeah, but the water from the creek, not all the time. Sometimes it was dirty, but sometimes you could go and get it from the creek. And then
you'd use that for washing clothes?
Washing clothes. And then we had it was a shed, but in the winter months we couldn't use it. Well, we had a regular little engine and two machines that would pull two machines. See, the farm clothes you had to wash them twice, and then they put it in one machine and then in the other. And
what did they use for soap then?
They made most of their soap.
How did they make that?
Well, they made it when they butchered, they used the beef fat and I don't know what all, and they put lye in. That was good soap.
Nice and white, the clothes?
Yeah, oh, I should say. And you get that lye in there, you get it white.
those winters, you know, like today now, it got dark soon. So you had to depend on the kerosene lamp.
Oh, yeah.
So when it got dark, on went the kerosene lamps.
Yeah.
And that was your job to turn it to get those?
To clean them, yeah.
To clean them.
Turn them on, most of whoever was around would turn on. You set it off at the table, you had it on the table or wherever it was. So that was the spot you put them during the day. But to clean them and you had to cut the wicks somehow a little bit.
So in those evenings when it got dark and so forth, what did they do for entertainment then in the evenings, those long winter evenings?
Well, the girls would embroider and some would read and some made popcorn and...
Did they play cards?
Oh, play cards. I knew I forgot something. Oh, that was the A number one. The dishes off of the table and the cards came out. Oh.
And what kind of cards did they play?
Well, whist and durags. Durags, that's for two, though.
Yes.
And profonds and...
Uh-huh. I think. Pinochle?
No, not at that time. The profonds and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did they play any games?
My sisters, they had games, but I wouldn't remember at the time. I was too little to get in on. I know they had one that come to the show, and then they coupled them up. Somebody would be in the other room, and they'd say, now you bring so-and-so for a couple. And then they had to come, and it wasn't the right couple. Then they had to go and pick another girl till they had the right girl.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about, there was, of course, no television at that time.
No.
Did your folks get a newspaper?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What newspapers were they?
Well, there was a Lytton paper, and then there was the Herald. The
North Dakota Herald?
Yeah.
Came from Dickinson?
Yeah, my dad would eat you alive if you didn't take it.
So he could hardly wait till that German newspaper came.
Yeah.
And of course there were a lot of letters in there from our people that stayed in Russia. And so they'd have these letters back and forth. What about radio? Was there radio?
Well, not when we were in the farm, but in town there was.
So you don't recall radio on the farm?
No, no. And I don't think nobody had radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did they communicate then? Was there telephone?
We had a telephone, and then when the drunk, or it wasn't private, they could all listen in. And then when they hear her, in the evenings when somebody would call, everybody would listen in, they thought, now this is news. number was three long ones.
So you remember as a child already after 1911 that they had the telephone already?
Oh yeah, from my child, I remember.
On
the farm. Mm-hmm.
And so, when it would ring at one house, then everybody could hear it?
Yeah.
So that's what they called a party line.
Yeah, but nowadays they call a party line if it's two or so, but yes. That was the whole...
There were many on the party, and of course they'd get news.
They get news. And then they'd talk in and they'd be on the phone a long time, you know, a regular conversation on the phone.
So others would join in the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was in goodwill, you know.
Yes. And then they couldn't wait till they got off the line what they said.
Uh-huh. Do you remember some other holidays? Did they have like any other special holidays? Was Names Day an important day?
Names Day was the biggest because all those names they were November, December, and January, and March some. So they had, instead of birthday parties, they had Name Day parties. And usually, like my folks, they had a big Name Day party. 2 days, they'd stay overnight.
Oh.
And my brother-in-law played the accordion and the other one played the cornet. So they cleaned out one of the rooms and they were dancing all night. Some would go to bed and then they'd come out again and start dancing again. So and they had drinks, wine, and
Did they ever make their own liquor on the farm?
Well, they made some, and some beer, and their own wine was a big deal.
They made their own beer?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That I remember. I had to help somehow. You had to fill the bottles.
What about schnapps? They make their own schnapps too?
They made some, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
That was more work.
So a name stay for 2 days, what did they do? A lot of dancing?
A lot of dancing, and they were singing too.
A lot of German songs?
A lot, all German songs.
Uh-huh.
And of course, plenty food. The second day, they usually made vegetable soup.
Which was borscht?
Yeah, borscht.
Now, how did they make their vegetable soup at that time? Like today, or a little different?
Well, I'd say like today. There was a lot of meat in. But, I mean, they didn't cut the meat in. They took the meat out, but the meat, when they made the soup, to give a good flavor, you know.
Uh-huh.
And cabbage and all the vegetables. And then that was, when they served it in a big bowl that you had to take it from that bowl to serve yourself, you know, that big bowl. And then, but then there was cream in there. They wouldn't eat it without, they said, that's no borscht if there's no cream in it. And that's smoothened it, you know.
Now, what about, I forgot to ask you about New Year's. Did they have any kind of New Year's
celebration? Oh, yeah, they had New Year's parties. Oh, yeah, those older people. And then, of course, the girls, they always, there was dance, New Year's and Christmas. And if it wasn't in Strasbourg, it was in somebody's house.
They actually had dances. They had a lot of dances.
A lot of dances.
Did they go out and shoot the gun on New Year's?
Oh, yes, they come to my folks' house, usually a little later, because Dad had wine and Mother got up and dressed and they had goodies. And I could sleep downstairs that night so I could hear it. And then there was about six guys, I'd say, and they'd say, Fedorandunikemos Nayo Oshis. And then they'd sing and they'd shoot and then come in, and then they had a mother who had big lunch and Dad gave them a few wines and
a drink or two.
Yeah.
And they were just local boys?
Just local boys from the farm. A lot of Boshes, and those Boshes had such good voices.
Well, who else were your neighbors?
Yeah, Wetters and Boshes and Changlets and Fishers and Rouse.
Did you, through the years as you got older and so forth, and of course moved to Fargo from Linton, did you keep in touch with any of the your classmates or anyone?
Not too much, but then sometimes they would see me, but they at Linton and the restaurant, but they wouldn't have the nerve to come over and say hi, hello, I'm so and so. But they'd ask my brother all about me. So one day my brother came over. I came to my brother's house and he said he had a telephone call. They were betting, some of those that knew me from the farm, how old I was.
Uh-huh.
And then they didn't agree, so they called Anton and asked Anton how old I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There were probably some old boyfriends.
Well, I didn't have a boyfriend, like I say, you were, but in school, you know, you knew everybody. And
now, courting, you know, and having boyfriends and so forth, was it at what age was it acceptable, like for your parents and others, you know, of the German-Russian families?
Well, some had boyfriends when they were about 16, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
16 and 18, I think, about average.
Most of your girlfriends and, you know, the neighbors and so forth, did they go to high school?
Well, most of my girlfriends were, there's just three of us that didn't go to high school. But like Clara went, but her aunt didn't go, and then Mrs. Johnny Kramer didn't go, and, but most of them went, I'd say.
Now, when you finished the eighth grade, and of course you thought you'd go on to high school maybe, what happened?
Well, my mother was sick all the time. And in those days in our house, it was to wash diapers. See, all my sisters had a family. They said to wash diapers, you don't need an education.
Oh.
See, they thought I'd do the same thing as my sisters did, uh-huh. See? And my mother was not a well lady at all. Mm-hmm. So
you had to stay home then?
I had to stay home, oh yeah.
Was that hard for you, knowing that your others were going on to school and you couldn't go to high school?
Well, then there was three of us that didn't, and at that time it wasn't that much like it's now. Now it'd be different, you know.
But when you didn't go on to high school and those that did go, you still got together?
We always, you'd never know. When we went to dances or something, we were always the same.
So there was no conflict of that you were
miseducated? No. Mm-mm. Yeah, I have that to this day. At my friends, they worked in offices and all, but there's no you know.
No difference of opinion on who
mm-hmm.
went to school and who didn't go
yeah.
to school.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you remember who your teacher was in the upper grades?
No, I wouldn't remember their teachers.
Now, church was very important.
Oh, yeah.
So, that must have meant that you probably went to the summer catechism?
Well, when we were on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. And like now, for instance, my sister Julia and some more, they had to teach some of those kids that didn't know the certain little prayers they had to know before they went to First Communion. But my sister Julia learned me at home already, so I was ahead of them.
Now what about confirmation?
Well,
is that important?
That was important too, and that I was confirmed on the farm.
At Rosendahl?
At Rosendahl, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who the priests were out there?
Well, there was a Father Seiler, I think, where I made my First Communion and confirmed.
First Communion was very important.
Oh, that was important. And then, you know, I was so little, and then that communion railing they had. And then I wanted to go with my friends and have, to see, they walked in partners those days. They had a group. And then I had to go with the little one. We were both so little that we had to stand on the communion railing instead of kneeling when you got communion. And of course that didn't work with me, but I was, I suppose Ma talked to me and that.
You remember the dress you wore?
I had a white dress and a veil and all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what did they do afterwards? Was there like a little dinner or something?
Well, at home, and then of course by that time some of my sisters were married and they had come and their kids and There was always food.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to your days on the farm and the chores. There were must have been a lot of chores. You mentioned a little bit about you had to gather the eggs and so forth, but everybody had their own duty?
Everybody had their own duty, yeah.
Even as a child?
Even as a child. The minute, like I say, you had to gather the eggs, and then when they went to town, we had a grade that held 144 eggs, that's 12 dozen. And then you had to see that they were all clean and fill that one. That was my job too. And we helped with the dishes and
did you ever have to go out to the barn? The boys did that mainly.
Well, the last year we were on the farm, I had a plow.
Oh, you did?
Oh yeah, I had a plow.
Mm-hmm. Where did they have machinery or horses?
All horses, like I say, we had either 42 or 52 or that many horses.
Gee, you had a lot of horses.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
And then on your plow, you had to have 5 horses. And then there was, and then now, for instance, that hired man, that was Tony Singer,
mm-hmm.
Wendland Singer's brother. And we were both just kids, you know. But, we were as a group together. We both was behind each other. And those days, you wouldn't know at all what the hatter is, hatter box.
Mm-hmm.
You had to drive the hatter box. I had to drive it until I could drive it already, my eyes closed.
So you learned to drive then?
Oh yeah, with the horses. And then my dad and I would go to town and take wheat in with a old wagon load, each one at 50 bushels. And I'd go to Strasburg to the elevator, but my dad was with me to take the wheat in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they'd sell it there?
Oh yeah, the elevator, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd head home again?
Yeah.
But this was, how old were you then, about? About 14, 13?
No, 14. But about 12.
So you're driving that into town already at 12?
Oh yeah, and then my dad would stay over and I'd drive home. And then I would drive so darn fast with the empty box, you know. And then the boys would give me hell. The horses were sweaty when I got home. And then finally I got wise to that. I drove real fast when I left Strasburg, and then towards home I drove slower. But they noticed that the box on the wagon had jumped ahead. that it could tell that I had gone fast sometime.
Oh, yeah. And your dad, he stayed overnight?
No, for the afternoon. Sometimes we both come home, but sometimes he'd stay the afternoon and I'd go home.
Uh-huh.
See, we'd leave in the morning maybe about 8 o'clock or so. And that was only 10 miles in there.
Do you ever remember your father and mother reading to you as a child?
Oh, yes, my dad did. Oh, yeah.
He was a reader.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, those days when there was Palm Sunday, they'd have a reader, and he would be the reader for church, for Mass. Mm-hmm. But in German.
In German, mm-hmm. The old German script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the Bible important in the home?
Not too much in our house, but Dad would read different books. He had a lot of books, but the Bible wasn't pushed too much.
Did he ever talk about the old country?
All the time, and I'd get so mad. I would say, because I didn't know what was going on. To me, it was Greek, and then I'd say to Mother, "You tell him I don't like that."
What did he do? You don't remember what he used to talk about?
No, I wouldn't remember it all because, like I say, I didn't know anything over there, but he was trying to tell you. And I know when Kraft started at that funeral parlor, he wanted Kraft to write a book. Yeah, but Kraft had his hands full too, and his family was small and all.
Would have been valuable.
Yeah, he wanted it. That
sounds to me like your father was a smart man.
Well, he was very much interested from the old country.
Self-educated.
Yeah.
Did a lot of reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever share those newspapers with other neighbors, or did they get like the North Dakota Herald too?
No, Dad didn't share it. Mm-mm. Because when it got old and we could use it for something, those days it was hard to find something to wrap, you know. And then sometimes he'd get after the girls, they took it too soon for something.
Oh, so they'd use it for wrapping presents?
No, I don't know, whatever, you know, they used it for.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the hot summers?
Oh, yeah, I remember the hot summer when I was driving that hatter box. I had the biggest straw hat you could find in town.
And then, of course, the creek was nearby, so you could go swimming?
We went swimming. The creek was real close by, and we had a lot of chokecherries, mulberries, gooseberries, chuneberries,
so you made
wild plums.
A lot of good jam.
A lot of jam. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And with those chuneberries, they made pie, too.
Mm.
And kuchen. You could put it on the kuchen, too.
They make a lot of wedding kuchen, too?
Oh, big weddings, yeah.
What do you remember about a wedding?